What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
How are we doing out there, my friends? You have tuned in to Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place to get your sports gambling info. We're smack into the NBA playoffs second round. Let's welcome in our resident handicapper, Bolt.
What's happening? So before we jump into it, I've got a personal question here for you, personal opinion, so there's no right or wrong answers.
Ooh.
Yep.
Should I be nervous?
Nope, because there's no right or wrong answers. So I go to the gym today, and I've got the ear pods on, right? And I put them on, and I start riding the bike, and one of them shits out on me. It goes out because it wasn't charged enough, and I go, rotten, dude. I mean, having one is not going to do any good. You can still hear the tunes or people chitting, you know?
Right. It leaves that side available to someone hitting you up.
Right. So I'm trying to make the best of it. And then all of a sudden, I hear this dude like grunting. And he's not like, a yoked guy or anything, because sometimes you get the huge muscle heads like super grunting. But he's grunting as he's doing his weights. And so my question, and it's loud. And so my question for you is, and he had the ear pods on too, is he doing it on purpose or does he not realize how loud he is?
Dude, I remember those guys always, like when you're starting to lift, like high school and stuff. Like they do that on purpose for sure. It's like the check me out.
But it's funny because he wasn't like yoked guy. He was just like a normal average dude, but he was just like, hoo-ah, hoo-ah. And then I'm like, dude, he's got the ear pods on. I'm wondering if he just doesn't realize how loud he is.
Just rocking like Megadeth or something to get juiced.
So anyway.
Okay.
All right.
I was wondering if your thing crapped out on you, though, because you got the knockoffs. They're not like the real Apple iPad.
No. I think I got the real deals. I got the knockoff chargers for my iPhone, and those things crap out all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll try the good deals for, most everything, but sometimes you just got to spend the bucks to get the quality.
Like the gas station ones or something, they're just not cutting it unless it's an emergency.
Right.
Unless we're talking sunglasses, because that is where you get most of your shades.
Well, that is true. That is true. And speaking of gas stations, I was going to say, I just saw this thing on Tyreek Hill, and it was so funny. So he's in, I couldn't tell what type of car it was. He's in some badass car, and someone's filming, and this guy, this random goes, hey, he goes, wow, that's a really nice car. And Tyreek's like, thanks. And he's like, what do you do for a living? Like the guy didn't recognize him. And so Tyreek's like, I'm a plumber. And he goes, really? Wow. Do you own the company? How many locations do you have? And then Tyreek was just messing with him. He's like, nah, actually, my dad owns it. But yeah, we have several locations. The guy's like, wow, how many trucks do you guys have to be able to get cars like that?
Who's filming Tyreek? Just his buddy for YouTube or something?
No, it was like the guy that was asking the questions. I think his buddy was filming.
Oh.
Because he was like filming the car. And then they were just showing Tyreek, and Tyreek was just messing with the guy, telling him he was a plumber.
Huh.
And that his dad owned the company.
I just heard on the radio this morning, they said the Miami Police Department got the first Rolls Royce police car to put in like on the field.
Really?
And they said their reason is they're trying to attract more people to go out for the force.
But so they think like this, that's going to do it?
Oh no, it's like a matte black police car Rolls. I'm like, sign me up. I mean, I don't know if that's going
to
do it either.
That's interesting. Do they get to keep the car?
Yeah.
I mean, that might be something if they get to keep the car.
Do I hit the town with this?
Right. Well, let's jump into the playoffs here. But I thought we would do a segment that we haven't done in a while, and it's called the 409. Okay. Clean it up.
Spray.
Is what we like to do. Is when people need to clean it up, we whip out the 409 spray. And here we go. We've got a few of them since the playoffs have started. Are you ready? Let's start with the Suns getting swept 4-0. That is a clean it up. Pelicans, wow. Really sucks you guys even made the playoffs. You were garbage. The Heat last game against the Celtics, you get blown out by 36. It looked like a pickup game. That was horrible. Harden, George, and Russ, game five at home, they were like 7-for-42 from the field. It was gnarly. Joel, 7-for-27, 38% in the fourth quarter or overtime of your playoff series. Not cutting it. And how about this? Also, the guy, Beverly, Pat Beverly, to the reporter, telling him you have to subscribe to his podcast or he won't talk to you.
Or double chucking the ball at the fans.
Right. Well, that too. God, why you would put Pat Beverly on your squad is just a mystery to me.
It's like his ninth team, but he's also cheap to like other players. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, you can't tell me there's not another guy. I could go to Division II right now and find someone that would do a better job. That wouldn't be a problem. And the last 409 really kills me when this happens, because when you're a kid growing up, all you do is compare yourself to the pros and, you know, the good college players. And when they said that Bronny James is always 6'4" and he went to the NBA combine and he was 6'1.5".
Yeah.
6'1.5", and he's always listed at 6'4". If you go to ESPN right now, pull up his USC, it says 6'4". We're like, why is everyone lying here? I mean, that's not an inch.
No.
Dude, that's almost 3 inches yeah. that you're lying there.
Well,
clean
and it's
it up.
It's going to surface at some point, too. That was a bad one.
Wow. Yeah, it was. And then they show him shooting around, and like he made like 3 out of 4 at this combine. Like, who cares? And then someone's like, dude, he's taking like 10 seconds to take each shot. Like, when's that going to happen?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got to fire it off. But anyway, those are some serious 409 cleaning ups right there for the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, some of those teams, they're already talking about kind of running back with those same dudes as their mainstays. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I guess putting butts in the seats is priority one for some of these owners. You got to make some money, but you are not going to advance very far as a championship contender with these same guys.
Right. And so, like, what makes you go further? Like, putting butts in the seats, like, with the big names, or going further in the playoffs? I mean, it's got to be the playoffs.
The playoffs, you make some great money if you keep going. But I mean, yeah, like the Clippers are opening the new building next year. So he's like, I got to come in with some star power to make sure people go and get season tickets.
Right. And what is he saying? Star powers like George and the guys that are already on the squad?
Yeah. I mean, Harden is free and George can opt out. It's like, you know, I don't know. You going to bring back Westbrook too and these same four old guys?
Yeah, no, that's not happening. I mean, and speaking of those guys, you know, the first thing that comes to my head is the load management, right? Literally, that's the first thing that comes to my head. And how about I saw this stat that when Michael Jordan was 40 years old, the end of his career, he still played 82 games and averaged 37 minutes a ball game, which would lead the entire NBA right now.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was 40 ticks playing for the Wizards.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because like Donovan Mitchell sits out last night, and it's like a lot of these guys have like calf soreness and they don't want to pop an Achilles or something, because I think they get freaked out from like KD. That's what happened when, you know, when he was up in Toronto with that finals with the Warriors. So they're always err on the side of caution, which of course you want to, but these dudes like sit out playoff games. Like, you never used to see those guys sit out games.
No way. I know. And Donovan, remember before this started, I said, well, it's time for Donovan to step up and play. And he was balling. He was averaging 30 a game. His squad was not helping him at all.
No.
And then, yeah, I saw that he's like this, like, pretty late scratch.
Yeah, it was questionable, like, all day. And I'm like, wow, how is this even questionable?
Yeah, and then he's not playing. And I go, well, they've got no shot, you know? The line actually jumped up 3 points. And I grabbed that on the Action app for people. It went from 8.5 up to 11.5. And you usually kind of get that star power out. He's out, and then you kind of get a bump from the rest of the squad. But there was no way they were going to win that game, and he's out. Thanks for playing. That series is peace out. They were saying that Boston's got the easiest road of all time, like we were saying, to the championship. And they slightly do.
Yeah. I mean, because you look at the other series, the Knicks are super banged up. I like the Knicks story. Like, I like the Nova guys, like we've talked about. It's just, even if those guys were all full health with those tall dudes like Mitchell and stuff off the bench, they're not that great of a team.
Who, the Knicks?
Yeah. Like, just in terms of a championship team. Like, you face, like, a good team from the West. That's not cutting it.
No, I know. They look legit up against the East, you know, like we were saying.
And they have a ton of heart. I mean, I love how those guys play.
Right. I mean, Brunson, how about this? This is so great. How about Brunson already has more points in the playoffs than Melo did in his seven-year career with the Knicks?
Wow.
Yeah. How about that?
Terrible.
Dude, Melo is terrible. Incredible.
But I mean, Brunson was with Luka, you know, and it's like it didn't really fit, and like he goes to a spot that's better for him, and you're like, all right, he's shining way more now.
And speaking of Luka, I mean, he's gotta be hurt, because I haven't heard like the media really talk about it much, and I've got no problem doing it. He's playing horrible.
Yeah, I mean, he's usually slow, but it feels like real slow.
Right, he's real slow. His shooting percentage, so I noticed it in the Clippers series, right? I was looking at it and I'm like, wow, this thing is good looking. So it was 25% when he was going up against the Clip Show. I mean, he had a one for, if it wasn't, he had one game, it was the second game of this series or the Clip Show, where he was 5 for 8. But I mean, we've seen the 5 for 14, the 1 for 8. So since the playoffs has started, I looked at it last night with my oldest, and he's shooting under the 30% for the three ball during the playoffs.
Terrible.
That is good looking. He's holding them back right now.
Yeah, they've gone over all those numbers about like the ball usage, and like when he dribbles too much, it's like it just really hurts their team. And when he's under 30% usage, like their record and stuff skyrockets.
Is that right?
So it's like he just needs to kind of take a few dribbles, think about it, quick decision, give it to someone else, you know, or pull the trigger. But yeah, his shot's definitely off. Yeah. I think if they were healthy, man, they were one of my picks to, you know, maybe upset the Nuggets.
Well, no, I heard it. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, we were talking about that. I actually went and replayed the first one to see how our predictions were doing. And they're pretty good, except that I thought the War Dogs, you know, I mentioned before, I thought the War Dogs would beat the Kings. And I actually even thought that they had a chance at getting past OKC if they got to that point. And that one, I mean, come on, they're not even in the playoffs. But yeah, we knew that the Timberwolves would do good and pick the Mavs over the Clip Show. And the East, I mean, the East was pretty easy to pick, really, because it's just Boston.
No one's getting in their way.
Right. And then New York, you know, we talked about New York being probably the second best. And they are, really.
Yeah, too many dudes are just, you know, the East is easier, and then some of those big names are out. So it just really made the road a little smoother.
Well, let's talk about the series of the series right now. How about the Nugs and the Timberwolves? Is that thing any good?
It is now. I mean, 2 games ago, though, it was the end of the world if you were listening or watching TV.
Oh, like, it sure was. So how about this?
Is this the next Michael Jordan? Oh. Like, what's the answer for
What's the answer for him? So how about before the series started, the odds for Minnesota to sweep the Nugs were 40-1, okay? And then after they got up 2-0 in games being played in Denver, they were -110. And at that point, you could get the Nugs for +550 to win the series. And one of our friends was telling me that he did that. But I did put in the Nugs Game 3 and 4. I knew they'd ball. And they sure did. And now,
which people wouldn't think is going to happen on the road.
No. But I knew there was too much pride and experience there.
Did you hear how Malone, the coach, took all the edits from the radio and TV shows and showed the guys?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And Chuck Wagon, you know, Barkley last night, he's like, look, man, everyone's coming at me. Yeah. I said it was over. He's like, we're paid to give an opinion. Like, chill out. You know, I give it every night.
Don't worry, Chuck. We've already said that you're funny. Your picks are horrible, though. But yeah, I saw that, and sure enough, the Nugs, I mean, Aaron Gordon, just the unsung hero. That guy would just be a great teammate to have.
He's always there for like an oop or a putback dunk. You know, he's right. He's hustler.
And yeah. He's their defensive stopper.
Mm-hmm, good athlete.
Yeah. And they put him down. I mean, the other night, his first 10 shots, he was 10 for 10. And I saw an interview that was pretty cool with him. And they're like, you know, you're always so mellow. And, you know, where does that come from?
Well, I puff in the car before I come inside.
That too. He goes, well, when we've got the Joker here, I mean, the Joker takes everything in stride. So I might as well too. And then you got big Jamal Murray. He doesn't really take things in stride. He gets the chitin going when he's balling.
Yeah, him and Ant are kind of going back and forth, so it's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. In fact, they asked Ant what was said, and he's like, Jamal's chitin a little bit, and he's like, all right, I like that. Yeah, get me going. So tonight, Tuesday.
Well, Ant's like, even during the interviews with the reporter, he's like, oh, I got something for that ass. You know, yeah. he says it when he's talking to him.
And he dropped an F-bomb, I think, too, yeah.
He needs like 5 more years and he'll clean that up.
But I just love Jamal. Jamal just balls. I mean, he's legit. He just like put, you know, the boys were talking about this. They were like, well, Ant or Jamal. And dude, I'm sorry. I would take the Jamaler right now. I just like Jamal. I could build a team around Jamal for sure.
His calf or something, he's wearing that tape, you know, down there too. So his push off might be a little limited, but he's good.
No, Aaron Gordon, our boy, threw him a pass and Jamal took off down the middle of the lane. No one was there, but he dunked from, you know, like the middle of the lane, like over his head, you know, from the side, kind of like cha-chung and spread the legs. Like his calf can't be feeling that bad.
Or whatever they're giving him made it feel good for 48 minutes.
Right. So, but now it heads back into D-Town, and the line is the 4.5. What do you think about that game tonight?
Yeah, it feels like they kind of woke up the beast there. It'd be hard to go against Denver at this point. I would take Denver here.
I think so, too. And I said to the boys, I said, this series is over, 4-2 Nugs. I think the Nugs actually win the next two also, so 4 in a row. For the Nugs.
But that's where sometimes it's like you got to take a second, kind of be like, all right, give some history a little respect here. And everyone was saying that about Minnesota. So it's like you really got to go one game at a time and think about it, I think.
You totally do.
I wouldn't just say they're going to get that. I mean, 4 in a row, that'd be a hell of a turnaround.
Well, yep. And there's only been 5 squads that have done it. And there's only been 5 squads that have lost the first 2 at home and have come back and won the series.
I mean, aside from effort, you know, that they kind of like, let's get this going. The coaches made some changes that obviously changed how they're attacking them and it's defending them better. So, yeah, kudos to all of them for doing it.
Yep. We'll see what happens tonight at home. What if it's just blowout Central tonight in D-Town?
That's been some of the problem with some of these playoffs. It's like you check them out and it's like they turn into those 20-point games. Like, dude, where's the close ones are so much better to watch, obviously.
Yeah, no, I know. There's been a shitload of blowouts. Yeah, I even had that in my notes. Like, round 2, just blowouts.
Even in the ones that are tied. I mean, 3 of these series are tied 2-2. Boston's up 3-1 as we're talking here. And it's like, just because the series tied, it's like they've still been lopsided blowouts on both sides.
Mm-hmm. And typically, well, it was going. Now there are squads that are winning on the road. Before, it was just basically whoever was at home was winning the ball game.
Yeah, like Denver and Minnesota flopped.
Yeah,
they flip-flopped home and home.
That's really weird to give up two, that both give up two. Wow. I mean, did Minnesota have it? I'm sorry. I'm already counting them out. But did they have it? Like, they were up 2 games on the road? Sure you were. And then the Nugs come back and go, we'll just take those 2 back from you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that is big time. And it wasn't like they're beating them at the buzzer. It was pure domination by the Nugs.
Yeah, I mean, but those first games, you kind of look like, wow, Minnesota looks too long for Jokic to kind of do his thing down there. They can't stop Edwards. And then the last 2 games, it's like they're right back to how they want to play.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty sweet.
I mean, that was Dallas last night, too. That was a big swing game because they had control the whole time. It was down to like the last 5 minutes. OKC got back in it and took the reins and the lead. I was like, dude, you're at home to go up 3-1. You got to find a way to try to get that one.
No kidding. And hey, how about the difference on the free throw line?
Luka even.
Oh, yeah. How about Oklahoma? 23 for 24 from the free throw line. They missed one free throw, 96%. And the Mavericks, you ready? 12 for 23.
Yeah, that's probably one of the spots they lost the game for sure.
Wow. Difference of 10 points on the free throw line. 52% from the free throw line for Dallas. Clean that up. That's a 409.
Yeah. And, you know, you always liked Luka and his bitching at the refs. Like, it's just, it's at an all-time high when you're watching some of those games. Like, he does his little, like, pump fake, and then he made it, and he's, like, looking at the ref, like, he's pulling my jersey out of my shorts. Like, call it.
And even the announcers.
Yeah, Grant Hill is like, Luka, it's time to kind of focus on the game and put the energy in that direction.
Can you imagine being his coach?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, how about Luka last night? Ready for this from the field? 6 for 20. That's good looking. 6 for 18 is 33%. So he's 30%. And then once again from three ball, 2 for 9. Just not cutting her.
Yeah. The bitching can kind of be perceived as like he's like a selfish baby, you know, in one regard. And the one radio show I like to listen to in the mornings, the guy was kind of breaking down his. The last 96 three-pointers he's taken, 92 of them have been like from the top of the key to the wings. He's like, he just, if he doesn't take the shot, he passes it. So then he's just kind of like, I'm out of the play. He doesn't like continue to scooch around or find the corner.
Right.
Like a Steph or a good shooter.
Right.
He's like, well, if I'm not taking the shot, I'll just watch.
Right.
So, I mean, that is just that baby mentality. Like, dude, let's get it going.
Yeah. No, I know. There's a lot that needs to be cleaned up there. And then, you know, he was in the MVP talk. And so, to be honest, I didn't really watch him this much this season. And I saw his stats. I mean, it was like the triple-double. So you're like, wow, this guy must have had an incredible season. That's why I'm like, dude, is he hurt? I mean,
he is. I mean, his knee is sprained. They've said that. And they show him when he sits on the bench over there. He's wearing like those tights and they both have those big old knee pads. I'm like, geez, you look like a girls volleyball player or something.
That's
here.
What I thought too. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, dude, that doesn't look very stylish. No. I'm like, dude, MJ, no way MJ would wear that on the court.
That's where the Euro doesn't translate over to the States just yet.
Speaking of the Euro, so I saw they were saying, you know, because you have Joker and Luka.
And Wimby.
Right.
Just how they're taking over the league.
Well, you know, two of the top three MVP voters. And they're like, what makes the Euros so good? And what this guy was saying was he's like, you know, the Americans now growing up, like individually, their dribbling skills and their one-on-one skills are incredible. And, you know, we can kind of relate that to that now, like watching the little kids. He's like, and their shooting, you know, their shooting's a lot better. But he's like, the way that it's set up with these AAU leagues now is all you do is games, 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 and like one practice a week. Where over in Europe, it's the other way around. They have, you know, five practices and then one game a week. And so I thought that was kind of interesting. And then he's like, so you get these guys out on the court. They don't know how to play 5-on-5 basketball. They can play 1-on-1 great, and they're dribbling and everything's legit. But when you get him in a game environment, he thinks that that's changed.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some good programs or some NBA global reach programs that help guys. And then I was thinking just the internet growth with streaming. These guys can watch like the games or YouTube. You can pull up videos on how to improve your game wherever they live. And they, you know, if they're not from a good background or even if they are, they're putting the time in. They're good now.
Right. Well, but you know, his point being is that they're just kind of better team players. And I mean, that's kind of a broad stroke there, but I think there is some truth to it, though. I mean, people practice, like, you know, looking good, like these 30-footers and these, you know, dribbling handles and stuff, but there's way more to the game than that.
Yeah. I was looking at, like, just a mock NBA thing the other day, cause that Combine's going on this week, and the three of the first four dudes projected were European guys.
Were they?
Like Serbian, Croatian, French.
I mean, that's kind of a trip, right? I mean, it's back to, I mean, it's not like there's like a very populated area there for basketball.
No, they're just, but I mean, they have the length. They're all pretty tall dudes, usually like the 6'8", 6'7" range.
Right.
And they, yeah, their skills are just up there now.
Maybe taller Europeans are paying more attention to basketball now.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, maybe wouldn't they be like the goalie or something for soccer?
Yeah, the first American listed in there, I thought it was kind of a surprising. It was Reed Shepard from Kentucky, like going to the Houston Rockets, you know, as like a shooting guard. I'm like, he didn't even really tear it up in the NCAA. It's just funny how they place guys certain places.
Yeah. kind of off the subject here, but on the national front, they showed Micah Parsons is traveling China right now, you know, the linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Did you see this?
No.
It was pretty sweet. They like showed him by the Great Wall of China, and then they showed him, and he went up against a sumo wrestler, and they were in, like, you know, they have like their little circle arena.
Oh yeah,
right. And so, and this wasn't like a huge wrestler. I mean, he was big. I guess maybe, you know, because Micah didn't make him look small. Let's put it that way. So anyway, Micah's like, ugh, and goes up and tries to push. And this guy's the sumo wrestler's not even really moving. And he kind of just moves out of the way. And you know, when you run out of the rink, that's like a point.
Oh.
So the guy got Micah, and then he started like pointing to like his wrist and stuff, like Dame Time. He was like doing like American like signals, talking shit, and everyone's totally laughing. And so Micah's like, okay, all right, hold on. And so Micah gets in like the defensive end stance, and he's like, and he starts going at it, and then he was able to push the dude out of the ring.
Was Micah in the little?
No. No.
The garment that guy wears?
No. But it was funny. The wrestler talking shit, with like playing around, it was pretty funny. But
I'm sure his teammates saw it and were blowing him up.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, that's why Mike was like, hold on. All right. This is going to be a little tougher than I thought. And he was able to square it up 1-1.
And he knows it's being recorded and putting out there somewhere.
Yeah. No kidding. So,
how do you see these, you know, like tonight we got the Knicks are back at home.
Well, what's the line? It's not that big.
It's -2, but I think it might even be 1.5 Knicks now.
Why is it so, is OG not playing still?
It doesn't look like it. And wow. Then, I mean, Brunson's, he's plays, but he's pretty questionable. And then they're like, I know they're thin there, but they're like, Thibodeau is like crunching these guys on their minutes. He's like, they're banged up and they're supposed to play like the 43 plus minutes.
Yeah.
He's like, they're just kind of running out of steam, but I would think Madison Square gives these guys a little bit of juice. I mean, the Pacers don't scare me.
No kidding. I mean, come on. I see the line right now. It's the 1.5. There is a stat out there that shows that when OG plays, their straight up record is a lot better, but I agree here. Like the Madison Square Garden advantage here is just way too much. You're basically saying, let's win the ball game. Come on. And let's just do that. Knicks -120 to win the ball game. I mean, Brunson, is that guy a joker? Until his last game, every single playoff game he's had with the Knicks, he scored at least 20 points. Last game was 18. That guy balls.
For sure.
So, and you got my boy DeChins.
Vinny.
Back at home, too. And that guy's just been lighting it up with Mr. Hart. So, I'm going with those guys again here.
Yeah, the Nova guy. I mean, Brunson's like 6'1", and DeChins and Hart are both 6'4". It's not huge, like when you start getting to guards and small forward sizes.
Yeah.
But they just grind on you. And Hart was a G League guy for a while, too.
Was he?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't like a right in the NBA contributor.
He's the guy that's been putting in a shitload of minutes, too. Like, he's been barely getting any rest.
Thibodeau's known for that. And they're like, he did it in Chicago and wore those guys out. And they're like, why doesn't he learn from what he did to those dudes back there a little bit?
Right. And they were asking, him about, like, hey, how you feeling about your energy and this and that. He's like, dude. He's like, there's people that put in the 12-hour shifts day in and day out. That takes energy. We're playing a game. I'm like, that was a legit answer.
He's like, Mike J did it. You guys can dig down and do
no
it.
No kidding. Get serious. So how about when our boy DeChins had 35 the other night?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! He's legit. He plays to the crowd, too. Yeah, I think this could be blowout central, actually.
No, I think they're too dinged up. This thing probably goes 7, but I mean, I'd give the Knicks like a 6-point win here.
Yeah. All right. And then we already discussed the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. What do you think is going to happen in that series? I told you what I think. Nuggets are going to win 4 in a row.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Minnesota could maybe get one back at home.
Okay.
But then we're talking 7. Like, yeah, I don't know if this... That one's tough. I need to see how they play this one tonight. I mean, obviously, it's in their favor at home.
Right.
I just 4 in a row would be pretty impressive.
Okay, I think tonight's going to be another blowout Nug show. All right. And then tomorrow, the 15th of May, the Celtics -15.5 against the Cavs.
Is Donovan going to play the closeout?
I doubt it. I mean, who knows? I mean, this thing's already over with. It's 3-1. Thanks for playing.
I think he's probably done in Cleveland, too.
Well, he needs to be. He needs a way better supporting cast. Way better supporting. I think he's like top 10 player in the NBA. I've always had his back. He was starting to show it to everyone, and then sucks he gets hurt because he had to do everything for his squad.
Yeah, like if I'm the Lakers, I'd rather go for him than Trae Young.
Any day.
Get some juice in the backcourt there.
Any day, and some hops.
Right.
And then we got OKC and the Mavs. The OKC's -4.5 tomorrow night at home. That's a tough one. I mean, it's just a matter of Big Luka comes to play.
I think he gets a little bit of treatment and stuff, and he bounces back. And that's a series where it hasn't really mattered about being on the road. And SGA is just, he's doing too much. That we said they were younger, and it might show in these series, and I think it is. Chet and those guys need to get a little more yokes, a little more experience. I think Dallas can get the next two here. This thing should have been over 3-1 last night. I think right. They get the next two.
Okay. All righty. And then, so you said you thought it would be the Nugs, right?
Versus the Mavs.
Right. And then the Celtics move on. And has anything changed from that?
No. Celtics versus Knicks. And then the Knicks are going to be so worn out and banged up. That's going to be a cupcake city, too.
I don't know about that. We'll see. Maybe OG. Hopefully OG can come back from the hamstring. I don't know if anything's easy with Big Brunson and our boy DeChins.
Well, and Tatum and them, they disappear like every other game sometimes.
Oh, I know.
Such a puss.
Well, they're like the Harden. They're like, dude, I just had a legit game last night. I don't have to do squat tonight.
I guess.
Yeah, so nothing really changes for me either. I'm glad the Nugs are starting to ball again. It's fun. It's fun watching them play.
Oh, it's great having a couple games on every night. It's just, I just don't like one of the 20-pointers. I'm like, because then you can kind of click it off.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, it can. That's when, hey, Dad, should we change it? Yep. What do you guys want to watch now? Because this is ball game.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Yep, that should do her. It's been fun to watch. We'll see how these series advance, but we will keep you posted. Bolt will throw out some updates on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Bolt Brady Picks. Make sure to keep some info there for you guys. Enjoy the games, and we'll see you guys next Tuesday.
See ya.